views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and knowledge. The first Wednesday of every month here on Lucid Planet Radio, we have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, authors, and creators helping you to become the greatest version of yourself. And remember, you can stream all of our podcasts for free on thelucidplanet.com, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, and SoundCloud. Just search for Lucid Planet Radio. You can also connect with me on Facebook and Twitter at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly, and Instagram. You also might have heard about me talking on my last show about my brand new book, Sex Positive, which is out in February 2020. If you go to Sex Positive Book, you can pre-order it and you can find out more about it. I will be on a national book tour in February. I am doing talks and book signings in Los Angeles at the Conscious Life Expo, New York at Caveat, Denver, Miami, Seattle, a bunch of places. So if you want to come out and meet up with me and hear about what I'm doing and buy a book or get your book signed, I'd love to see you. You can find those on my Facebook and my website. All right. So with all that housekeeping out of the side, I'm excited about today's show because if you've been a follower of the show, you know that the ability to explore and to expand consciousness is very important to our listeners, as is the ability to heal and to release past traumas and learned behaviors. And you might have heard several of our past shows, including those with Rick Doblin and Dr. Rick Strassman, about how psychedelic medicine can help enhance people's personal, psychological, spiritual growth and wellness, as well as expanding our consciousness and really even teaching us about the nature of consciousness itself. You know, we've done shows in the past with experts on MDMA, psilocybin, LSD, cannabis, dimethyltryptamine, but there is one psychedelic medicine in particular that we have yet to cover, and it is considered one of the strongest on the planet. Stanislav Grof, the granddaddy of modern psychedelic research, said that this is the most intense trip he's ever had, and we're going to talk more about that a little bit later. But what's cool about this substance is it is a nature substance. It's not synthetic. It comes from nature, but not from plants. Can you guess what it is? It comes from an animal. That's right, the Sonoran desert toad, also known as the desert dweller. Medicine is called Bufo alvarius, also known as 5-MeO-DMT. And to discuss it, I am thrilled to have all the way from the Czech Republic, Filip Zaruba, the director of the film, creator of the film Bufo alvarius, The Underground Secret, which is a really fantastic movie that you can purchase on bufo.vhx.tv as well as on YouTube. And 10% of the proceeds are being donated to psychedelic research. Now, it's such a complicated topic, and there's a lot of stuff we don't know. So we're going to start delving into it, and we hope you really enjoy the show. And on that note, let's please welcome Philippe to the show. Hi, Philippe. How are you?
Hi, Kelly. I'm doing fine. I'm really grateful to be on your show. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you for coming and tuning in, you know, from across the world. Gotta love it, right?
Yeah.
So what inspired you to make this film, Bufo alvarius, The Underground Secret?
Well, you know, I've tried many different psychedelics before, but to be honest, none of them can be compared to 5-MeO-DMT or Bufo alvarius. The experience completely changed my life. For the first time, I could experience something I only knew from mystical books, from stories of spiritual masters, what we call infinite love, compassion, timelessness, samadhi, or enlightenment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can go through this experience in only 10 minutes, and you take one puff from the pipe and you can experience enlightenment. And I was truly shocked that there is no movie about it, that nobody knows about this powerful entheogen. So I decided that I should try to make a movie about it, because it is showing up that this medicine is really, really, really strong, and it can not only show us the nature of reality, the nature of ourselves, the nature of universe, but it can also heal people from addictions to hard drugs. It can treat depression, PTSD, and many different things. So I decided that more people should know about it and created this movie.
It's really cool. What was the reception like to the film?
Well, the reception here in Czech Republic was amazing. The premiere was like 2 years ago, and we are still doing screenings, and most of them are still sold out. So it's a huge here. And the reception worldwide was also quite good, but we unfortunately didn't have any distribution deal. You know, it's hard to get a deal for a movie like this, so it didn't go to cinemas, but we have been part of many scientific conferences or psychedelic festivals like BOOM or Ozora. Awesome. The movie was also screened at World Buffalo Virus Congress in Mexico 1 year ago. And I was really surprised that the movie has received many different awards at film festivals in Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Florida, Barcelona, Spain, and Czech Republic. And we have like 15 awards or selections, or, you know, so it was really, I think it's doing really well.
That's totally awesome. And it's something that, you know, it's a risk, right? Because, you know, psychedelic medicine is still taboo, even though people are becoming much more open to it. And unlike other psychedelic medicine, like LSD or, you know, psilocybin, where there's been a lot more research and development, there hasn't really been a lot of research about 5-MeO-DMT, right?
Yes, that was the trouble, because at the time of the shooting of the movie, which was 2016 and 2017, there was no research being done about this topic. But recently, the research has been done in Czech Republic, and it has been done in Mexico by American scientists, Joseph Barsuglia, Rafael Lanzolotta, and many others. And so far, the results seems to be very, very good. But there has been one research which was done underground. It was done by Ralph Metzner, who died this year. And he wrote a book about underground research of this medicine that was conducted for 30 years. And there is a book, and this is called The Toad and the Jaguar. So this is one of the best books about the topic I can recommend.
Toad and the Jaguar. Cool. Yes. Well, that's how all of this starts. You know, when we're dealing with the psychedelic revolution and the psychedelic renaissance, it has to start underground.
Yes.
You know, how so?
Okay. Good thing about this substance is it's so unknown that it's legal in many countries. You know, in USA, it was put on Schedule I, I guess, in 2013. But in many countries, it is still legal. So many facilitators work with this medicine legally all around the world. This is good about the medicine.
That is very good. And, you know, it always baffles us, right? Because we're talking about something that's organic and naturally occurring in the world from an animal, you know? Yes. So it's just funny to make it illegal because it can, you know, give us a unity consciousness experience that it's wild. I wanted to ask you, I have so many questions, but let's start with the film and the movie and the journey that you guys went on. You went to Colombia. What made you choose Colombia?
Well, actually, we went there to shoot a movie about ayahuasca.
Okay.
Because we have good contacts there on very good shamans. And we decided to go and shoot a movie about ayahuasca there because in February there is a big festival, which is called Del Perdón. And this festival is very unique because shamans from all over the world, they come to Putumayo, which is South Colombia. They go there, they gather together, and they dance for 1 week, and there are many ceremonies. And so we decided that we could invite the shaman who works with 5-MeO-DMT or Bufal Various, and he could join us, and we could shoot two movies at the same time. But when he came, we decided that the Bufo movie should be made first. So we had some really good ayahuasca sessions that prepare us for the experience, and then we shot the movie about the Bufo Various. So the Bufo toad. It lives in Mexico and in Southwest United States. So it's not from Colombia, obviously, but we came there for this reason.
That is really awesome. Tell me a little bit, and I know you guys, one of the things I love about the film is that you have people trying it for the first time and then immediately sharing their experiences, and it's very powerful. I was going to ask you, between ayahuasca and the Bufo, what's the difference for you?
I think that there is a huge difference. You know, for example, when 100 people try ayahuasca, you will usually hear 100 different stories. Mm-hmm. But when 100 people take Bufo, basically most of them will talk about the same story. This is really unique. And from a point of view of a mystic or a yogi, when you go to an ayahuasca session and you have visions, you can travel to different worlds and whatever. From a point of view of a yogi, you are still in a world of delusions. But when you smoke the Bufo, you simply go to unity and non-duality. You leave this world and you go to a place where there is literally nothing. There is just pure consciousness. There is just empty space. And this empty space is full of knowledge, full of wisdom, and full of unconditional love. But there is nothing else. But you know somehow that this is where everything starts and this is where everything ends, that this is in fact our home. And you experience what it's like to be a god. And I think this is the biggest difference. When you take a lower dose of 5-MeO-DMT, it can be similar to ayahuasca or DMT. But when you have the breakthrough dose, there are no words to really describe the experience. This is really, really hard. We tried to do this in the movie, but it's still not very close.
I really liked the analogy in the movie about the brain getting out of the way, and how we used to think in psychedelic research, that psychedelics were enhancing the brain activity, but usually they enhance connections within the brain, but actually you have lowered brain activity, which then leads to kind of that experience of the consciousness that I'm a believer that kind of consciousness is something our brain is downloading kind of like from the cloud, that it's not our brain that creates consciousness. And a lot of the psychedelic research and particularly what I saw in the film about the way that you were describing the experience, it reminded me of that.
Yeah, I totally agree. Because when you go through this experience, you realize that all you are is a consciousness. And the consciousness is, in fact, the same as the universal consciousness. And the consciousness is just having an experience, what it's like to be a human being. And the body, the brain, or even your soul, they are just the tools to be able to experience this reality. And you realize that you don't need any brain to be able to think, So the brain is, for me, the brain is just a filter that enables us to experience this reality. But I'm really grateful that it's like this, because imagine if you could experience everything that is, how you do in Rufo, you wouldn't be able to function in this reality. So it's truly a gift,
Yeah, well, I think the look on people's faces in the film, their eyes are like, their mouths are open and their eyes are so wide. And it's like this, like, oh my gosh, I'm watching this. My partner and I watched it, and we were like, oh, I want to try this. You know, I'm sure a lot of people see the movie and they're like, this is awesome. Like, I want to experience that. But it's scary as well, because you know that it's going to change everything, kind of. You know, you're going to completely, completely blast off.
Yes, yes. You are going to completely blast off, and you are going to die in a sense, because your ego dies, your mind dies, and all that remains is the essence of you. And this is something which is really, really hard to swallow, and it's not easy. I've done it several times, although the experience is so beautiful. Every time I go there, I'm always a little bit scared, because it's really something totally different from our everyday experience. So, and I also think that this experience is not for everyone, even though very skilled and experienced psychonauts have a really hard time when they do the buffo.
I'm glad you bring that up.
It takes only 5 or 15 minutes, but you go to a space or a place where there is no time, so you can be literally stuck there for millennia, for infinity, you know. So when I first tried it, I was recommending this experience to everyone. But these days I don't. I think it's only for people who have some really good previous experience, who do some yoga, who do meditations, who know something about philosophy or West Eastern religions. And it's really not for everyone, because it can literally destroy everything you know about yourself, about the world in a few seconds. And the real ceremony starts when you come back from the experience, you know, because then you have to integrate the experience. You have to get yourself grounded. And with this new knowledge, it can be really hard for some people.
You know, and it's probably not something to do unguided unless you are an experienced psychonaut.
No. There has to be a very good facilitator. As you could see in the movie, some people are very calm during the experience. They just stand or lie down. But some people, they are moving very rapidly, and it could be dangerous, you know. So definitely there should be at least one person who is very skilled, who knows the right dosage, who knows how to avoid contraindications, and there are many. So definitely don't try this alone at home. Yeah.
don't just go squeezing toads.
No.
We're going to take a quick break here on Lucid Planet Radio. And when we come back, Philippe Zaruba and I will continue talking about Bufalo Various, the film Bufalo Various, The Underground Secret. And we're going to talk a little bit more about psychedelic medicine and the importance of set and setting. So stick with us, and we will be right back after this short break.
TalkRadio.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got Talk Radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out, thedrpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
Join us, Tina and Laura, on the Ghost Helper Show, where the paranormal is more normal than you think. We break down the doors of the scary and the airy fairy in a logical, scientific approach. As psychics who once led ordinary lives until paranormal events reshaped our world, join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and Facebook Live. We prove that the paranormal is more normal than most people think.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is Philippe Zaruba, the creator of the film Bufo Alvarius, The Underground Secret. But before we continue, Philippe, I just want to make sure that everyone who's listening knows how to get in touch with you and, crucially, how to watch the film and download the film, because it really is pretty rad.
Yeah, there are two ways. Basically, our website of the movie is bufoalvarius.com. There you just click watch the movie and you can decide on many platforms like iTunes, Vimeo, Amazon, or Google Play. And we have also set up a new platform a few months ago. And this platform is better for some people because you can download also many bonus content. You can download the full soundtrack. You can download some images, wallpapers, and screensavers for your PC or for your mobile. And at the same time, you can support psychedelic research by Beckley Foundation based in Oxford and Cyrus Foundation based in Czech Republic, because 10% of the income goes to them. And this address is bufo.vhx.tv. And people can also choose how many they want to contribute to us. They can choose from $2 to $30 or $60. It's up to them how much they will pay for it.
Oh, that's awesome. Because really, you want to raise money for research, but in order to do that, you have to get the message out there that medicine exists.
Yes. Yes, and the research is very important because we really still don't know much about the content of the venom of the bufo. Because besides 5-methoxy-DMT, there is also bufotenin and like 20 different tryptamines. And we still don't know what role do they play in the experience or how dangerous or safe they are. So a lot of research needs to be done so that we can work safely with the medicine. But it also turns out that maybe the safest way to how to work is to work with synthetic or extracted 5-methoxy-DMT, because the experience is basically the same, while it's safer. And also we will do no harm to the toads, which is becoming an issue these days.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. Because I'm sure there's people listening who, if they haven't heard of Bufo Alvarius, they might be thinking, you know, like there's been like this, you know, you lick the toads or, you know, what happens to the toads? And so I would love if you could share with us a little bit about how the medicine is harvested and how it's done safely. And then, you know, why it's beneficial to maybe use a synthetic version.
Mm-hmm. So first of all, do not lick the toad. It's very dangerous. You don't know the right dosage. And also, it's a venom, you know. It contains some chemicals that are not very healthy for humans. It can kill small animals. And it has to be smoked, because when you smoke it with a special lighter, with special temperature, then the toxins, they become burned out. And all that is left is 5-methoxy-DMT and some other compounds, but this still need to be researched. But as far as we know, when you smoke it, the toxins are burned. You know, that's why people smoke it. Also, it's when you I really don't recommend to lick it. And when it comes to harvesting or milking, they have 4 glands on their body. You just take the toad, you have some glass plate or whatever, you squeeze the glands and the venom gets out on the plate, and then you just leave it on the sun and it dries out in a few hours, and that's it. Then you can smoke it. But there is also another problem, because you know, every toad has kind of different mixture of the venom. There can be, you know, you never know how much 5-methoxy-DMT is actually in the venom, because it can be, the percentage can be different from a toad to toad. It depends how old the toad is, if it's a male or female, where does it live, what does it eat. So this is another issue with the venom. So these days I really would recommend just to work with the synthetic version. Yeah, or the extracted version, because 5-methoxy-DMT can be also found in many plants. One of them is called Yopo, and this is used in Amazon. They use it together with ayahuasca. And yeah, this is also, the experience is much more powerful then, because when you drink the vine of ayahuasca before and then you snort the 5-methoxy-DMT, the experience is not 15 minutes, but it can be like 4 hours or 6 hours. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Like in that same, like really intense, eternal unity consciousness place.
Well, I don't have experience myself, but from people, I've heard that this is really very, very, very intense, but, it's better in a sense that the beginning is much, much slower, more gradual. So you have time to readjust yourself, and also the effects were more slowly. So maybe, but I don't have my own experience. Yeah,
I saw that in the film Yopo, and I was very curious about what that was.
Yeah.
You know, so the other thing is there danger to the toads? Because I think the toads look really cute, and I don't want people hurting them. Like, if this is their venom and then the venom's gone, does that make them vulnerable to attack from predators?
Well, the persons who milk them should take care of them, and they shouldn't milk everything out of their glands.
Yeah.
And they should leave some venom inside. As far as I know, the venom is then created again, and you just leave the toad in its environment, and it should be okay.
Cool.
But when I was at the Buffalo Virus Congress in Mexico, there have been many concerns because there are the rivers that go through Sonora Desert, they are very polluted. Oh. So this is very big danger because of the agriculture. You know, there are many pesticides and these compounds found in the water, and this is very dangerous. And also, people that are milking the toad should take care, and they should wash their hands, and they should use special gloves and some disinfection, because you can spread some disease from a toad to toad. This is very dangerous for their population.
Ah, wow. Okay, well, that's good information. I mean, I live in the American Southwest, and you know, but I'm a little bit further north. I'm in Colorado, but we're in Colorado, you know, Colorado River toads.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't think I heard, but I just tell my people out there, don't mess with the toads. Let an expert do it if you have to try it. I do wonder, are there churches, like sacred places in the Southwest where in America you can go and use the toad medicine and it's protected? Because I know we have mescaline and peyote churches and psilocybin churches, and I believe there's now an ayahuasca church in the U.S. Do you know of any of toad churches?
Yes, yes. There is one church, but it's unofficial.
Okay.
It's called Toad, T-O-A-D. And in the 80s, there was a church that was called Church of the Toad of Light. It was set up by Albert Most. He is the guy that promoted the Toad in the 80s, and we can be grateful to him that we have information. He produced a pamphlet about the Toad in the 80s, and I guess in 82.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. And he set up the Church of Toad of Light. But I don't have any information whether or not this church is still running. But
yeah.
I think so, because right now it's a Schedule 1 substance, so probably not, at least officially.
I mean, and, you know, looking at America, so is cannabis a Schedule 1 substance still, and yet it's also legal in over 30 states.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. But this is changing. You know, we're definitely on the cusp of it's the psychedelic revolution in America is really happening. So I guess the reason I want to address that is because, like we were talking about before the break, this is an extremely powerful and potent substance, and it's not something just to take because you want to trip. There's a lot of issues in the psychedelic community about, like, you know, is this for a ceremony? Is it to party with? Does it matter? You know, shouldn't people be able to experiment with their consciousness however they want to? But for something like this, you know, it's really important that if you have any co-occurring, like, mental or illnesses, like any, if you've been diagnosed as like schizophrenic or borderline personality disorder, or you're on medications, for antipsychotic medications or antidepressants, to be very cautious, right, Philippe?
Yes, yes. There are many contraindications and health considerations, and it's really crucial that people follow them. So the main problem may be cardiovascular disease, because your blood pressure go really, really up during the ceremony. So you shouldn't have any significant high blood pressure or respiratory disorders, stroke or neurological conditions. And also any people that had schizophrenia, psychosis, manic depression, or bipolar disorder, they should definitely stay out of this ceremony. And I also wouldn't recommend this to any minors, children, or, you know, pregnant women.
Yeah.
Women.
It's intense. I love, you know, you had Stanislav Grof in your movie, who's like one of my heroes. So that got me super excited. And I loved what he said, that he felt like when he came back, his body was dying because he had been in the place after death and then had to come back through death back to life.
Yes, yes. It was really interesting. And, you know, when I did the interview with him, he was so excited because, you know, this was the best or most intense experience he ever had.
Yeah.
And he had many different compounds, many different sessions, but 5-methoxy-DMT was the strongest, actually. But nobody ever asked him about this. You know, so when I said the words 5-methoxy-DMT, his eyes opened wide, and he was talking and talking and talking, and he was very grateful for that.
Yeah. It was a really cool story.
But, you know, he took like 30 milligrams because he didn't know what the right dose is. 5-methoxy-DMT is very active around 5 or 10 milligrams. This is really high dose, and he took 30.
Yeah, and he also said he was acting out the deaths of his past lives.
Yes.
And I've actually know people who've gone through similar things on in different levels of psychedelic experiences, where they see their deaths and all their past lives and their body feels them all. And that's the type of stuff where, like, this is not a party drug, and this is not something to be taken lightly. Like, this is extremely intense. And that's just what I want people to know, because I live in Colorado, Philippe, you know, and I go to a show and I smell people are smoking DMT just at the show. Not 5-MeO-DMT, but, you know, from Acacia Mimosa DMT. And, yes. Yeah, And it's just like a common thing. And I'm always like, oh my gosh, like, be careful, you know, because I care set and setting. And that's what I wanted to get to, is set and setting. And why is that so important for psychedelic use?
Well, this is absolutely crucial because like many people say, psychedelics are like amplifiers. They amplify what is inside of your consciousness and what is around you. So if you are not a good set, and if you are not in a good setting, then everything goes up, everything is amplified. And so if you are in a really bad mood, in a bad company, in a bad place, then it goes even worse. So it's very crucial to be at a good place, to be at a good time, to be ready for the experience, and to be around people that will help you in case something goes wrong, and so that you can feel confident and without any fear. So 5-methoxy-DMT is definitely not any party drug. I couldn't imagine somebody taking this at a party.
Yes. Someone will do it.
The point of the experience that you are leaving your body. So why would you leave your body at a party? It makes
right.
no sense.
No, I know.
Where you can lie down on something soft, you know, in case you fall down, and there has to be people around you who will help you, who will guide you through the process. You have to work with a facilitator who is very, very skilled with this. Safety first.
And you guys had a really great facilitator in the film, and he has a really interesting story as well about how this medicine saved his life.
Yes, he was a crack addict, and he really didn't know what to do with his life. And then he met a friend who was also a crack addict, and he said, hey, I have a magical tool that helped me to go for my addiction, and this tool was Bufo. So he gave him something. He tried it alone. Yeah, this is how we should do it. But he did it alone in his office. He was a medical doctor at the time. And he cured his addiction to crack. And then he started to work with many different drug addicts, especially in Sonora with the indigenous tribes that live in Sonora, because he went there to find out what the Bufo is all about, or whether there is some history connected to the use of Bufo. And when he came to that place, he found out that many of the indigenous people, they are addicted to crack or cocaine or whatever, because drug cartels, they go through this area when they traffic the drugs to the United States, and they give those indigenous people crack and cocaine. And so he started to work with them, and it showed up that he can heal the hard drug addictions very well with Bufo various. Yeah.
That's amazing. And that's one of the coolest things about psychedelic medicine, is there's a lot of documented information, anecdotes and research about people coming off of alcohol, tobacco, cocaine, all kinds of addictive, destructive substances from just a couple of doses of these very potent psychedelics. Why do you think that is?
Whoa. That's a tough question, but
what's your opinion? We don't know why. You know?
I think that you are able to see your addiction or yourself or your life from a very different perspective. And when you see it like this, you are able to see the good or the bad patterns in your life. But I think that Bufo works in a different way, because you don't see your life, whatever. You go straight to the source. You become one with the God. Mm-hmm. You realize that you are the absolute unconditional love. And you remain in this state for a few weeks, sometimes for a few months. And this completely changes the perspective you have on your life, on your body afterwards. But really, we don't have any scientific data about this. But as far as I know, the best tool to treat any addictions seems to be Iboga. They are doing research in Mexico. We'll do research here in Czech Republic. And it seems that this is the most potent tool to treat addictions. You can treat addiction to opioids, for example, in just 2 days, as far as I know.
And that's why it's been actually that line of research in America, I believe there's now places you can go in the United States to use iboga to help get off opiates, because the opiate crisis has just been terrible.
So I think also in Canada, they are now working with this, and iboga seems to be very, very potent in this area.
Yeah, fascinating. Absolutely. It's kind of amazing, because what we're seeing is we have a sick society in a lot of ways. We're disconnected from ourselves. We're disconnected from each other. We're disconnected from nature, right? And what that's doing is it's making us, you know, sick inside, and it's making us seek unhealthy behaviors to self-medicate. We're just medicating the symptoms, not the cause. And then these plant medicines or these natural psychedelics are actually here to help us reconnect. And instead of treating the symptoms, actually treat the real cause of why people are so unhappy and disconnected.
Yes. This is amazing. And it's good that you mentioned this unity, because when you are on the Bufo, you can experience unity with everything that is alive here. You can feel that you are trees, you are animals, you are planets, you are galaxies, you are everything that is. You realize that this is actually you. So when people come back, they are very much connected to nature, and then they tend to protect nature. And I think this is very crucial. And maybe this is no coincidence that Bufo appeared right at this time, because it can change everything about you, and people, they care about the nature. And I think this is what we need in these days very much. Yeah.
Very much. And I noticed you said at this time, and I was going to ask you about this earlier. Is there an indigenous history of people using this medicine?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day?
Well, we know that the Yopo is being used for many, many years, because there has been found in South America, they have found a shamanic pouch this year, and the pouch contains traces of 5-methoxy-DMT, DMT, and many, many different compounds, and it's several thousand years old. So it seems that we have been working with 5-methoxy-DMT for a long time, but when it comes to the toad itself, we are still not sure. There are many indications that the toad were very sacred for people in Mexico, for Toltecs, for Maya, Olmecs. And they are portrayed there in many temples. There is a god, Tlaloc, which is the god of rain in Mexico. And when you go to Mexico City, there is a remain of an oldest pyramid there, and right under the center of the city. When you go there, all you can see there are two big toads and Quetzalcoatl, perfect serpent, nothing else, you know. And this is the main temple in the square in Mexico City. So they have been portrayed in mythology in many, many ways. But the official archaeology says that they have been using or treating the toad that is called Bufo marinus. But as far as we know, Bufo marinus is much more toxic than Bufo alvarius and doesn't contain any 5-methoxy-DMT, only bufotenin. But it's not so far away to go from Mexico City to Sonora, and we know that these people have been trading with these areas. And so we don't have any hardcore evidence for this, but they are displayed in mythology and architecture, archaeology findings all over the Mexico and South America.
Do you ever think about who was the first person to say, I'm going to lick this toad or I'm going to milk this toad? Who thought of that?
For example, in Europe, the toads have been used by the witches hundreds and hundreds of years ago. And we know that, for example, Bufo, which is the classic toad that lives in Europe and in Czech Republic, it contains bufotenin. And bufotenin is tryptamine, as well as like DMT or 5-methoxy-DMT. It is very strong psychedelic. So, and we know that the witches and the herbal women, they have been using the skins of the toad, and they have been doing some medicines. Yeah. So we have recorded messages of this. So it goes very well to the past. Yeah. But we don't know who was the first person to like boof all various. Yeah. The question about the 5-methoxy DMT in Bufo is from 60s.
Yeah.
But the boom really started with the Albert Most and the pamphlet about the Bufo.
The pamphlet. Have you seen, you know, Hamilton's Pharmacopoeia? Have you seen that show? Yeah, yes. So I watched that episode about he's trying to find the pamphlet guy.
Yeah.
And it's super interesting.
Yes.
it's kind of amazing. I think about this a lot. You know, Terence McKenna said that, you know, we evolved from, you know, apes because we found psychedelic mushrooms and we ate them and it expanded our brains and our consciousness, you know. And I don't know, I think about this sometimes about humans evolving in the same environment as psychedelic medicines, you know, and how much it might have affected us. And, you know, it just makes me think about the future and how we can evolve now by using them again.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes. My opinion is the same as Terence McKenna or Dennis McKenna. I think that using psychedelics is perfectly natural. It is something we have always done. And I think that the use of psychedelics is actually the beginning of our civilization, because the shaman was the person who introduced art, music, singing, painting, healing. This is basically the beginning of the culture as we know it. And it was also very well documented that in ancient Greece, they also used psychedelics when they did those rituals. And ancient Greece was basically the cradle of civilization here in Europe. And it's a very sad story that the psychedelics were, you know, illegal.
Yep.
These days, and I hope that they soon will be legal again and that we can use them safely. We will use them in a much better way because there is so much scientific research going on right now. So if you do it right, I think that they can be a very good tool to heal ourselves, to find the truth about the nature of this reality, to reconnect us back with the nature. And Stan Grof also told me that he would be very grateful if we use psychedelic to solve our problems. He said, yes. Why don't we take like 100 of the best scientists, give them something and simply, you know, treat our problems. Find the solutions. It would be so easy, I think.
I agree. And I think we're lucky, and it is the community of people in the collective unconscious pushing it into the dialogue now that it's happening. You know, I mean, look at the success of this film. That's got to show you that this is the time now for a change that needs to happen. And I'm so happy that you made this film and that you're getting the word out to so many people, Philippe. We're out of time today. It went by really fast. Do you have any closing thoughts about the Bufo that you'd like to share before we go?
I just think that Bufo or 5-methoxy DMT is amazing because the experience take only 5 or 15 minutes and it can make very, very great changes in the people. And like Stan Grof says in our movie, the psychotherapeuts, or they don't have time to treat people and sit with them for 8 hours or 12 hours, LSD or psilocybin. You can do this with Bufo in just 30 minutes or 1 hour. And also the fact that there is no ceremony connected to the use of the Bufo means that we can create our own.
Yes.
This is a very unique chance to create a ceremony for the Western civilization because we don't have any, and I think we really need some. And this is one of the best tools I know of.
That's amazing. Well, on that note, you guys, you know, check out the film if you haven't done it yet. BufoAlvarez.com, you can find it, or bufo.vhx.tv. Check out the film, donate to research. And thank you again, Philippe Zaruba, for coming on the show all the way from Czech Republic. It was great to have you.
Thank you very much, Kelly. I'm really grateful for inviting me. Thank you, and take care, and good. Keep doing your good work.
Thank you. You too. And yeah, I can't wait for the next film. And I will. My next show will be January 2020, new decade, baby. So love and light to everyone, and have a very happy new year. Mwah. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
Join us, Tina and Laura, on the Ghost Helper Show, where the paranormal is more normal than you think. We break down the doors of the scary and the airy-fairy in a logical, scientific approach. As psychics who once led ordinary lives until paranormal events reshaped our world, join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and Facebook Live. We prove that the paranormal is more normal than most people think.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorns. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. So talk to you later.
Have you heard of drawing a longer line? A teacher drew a line on the board and asked her students how to make the line shorter without changing or erasing it. No one knew the answer, so she drew a longer line right next to the first one. You can be just like that teacher. If you lack self-confidence, you can draw a longer line. Think of someone you love, someone who inspires you, and ask yourself, what would they do? Remember, you don't have to change the fear or try and get rid of it. A bigger thought, a larger feeling, has the power to release you from the limits that undermine your confidence. Then you're free to take inspired action, to be your best self. Hi, I'm Sarah Main, co-host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, on transformationtalkradio.com. To learn more about how to transform your life with conscious confidence, go to my website, consciousconfidence.com.